you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. According to the European Network Against Racism in Ireland, there has been a stark and worrying increase in racist abuse in this country, a development that once again begs the question of whether we should overhaul our hate crime laws. Today, a delegation visited Leinster House to make that case, and among them was Noctula Meleti, originally from South Africa, who, alas, knows exactly what this is like. Noctula, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Sean.
When did you first move to Ireland?
I first moved to Ireland in 1999.
And what, when you first came, I think, as I understand it, you moved to Newbridge.
Yes.
Kildare. And what was that like? What kind of a reception did you
have? Wow. Newbridge was totally different. It was a small county, like country town, unlike now. And the reception I got then was very welcoming and warm. And the people were really friendly. And the funny thing is the kids, the little kids, they used to come up to me. Are you chocolate? Can we lick you? And I was like, no. They were really like cute and fascinated. And everybody would say hi. Everybody knew each other. Mm. And every time I would walk by, they would say, hi, how are you? So I thought because of the colour, and they were used to like seeing foreigners, like soldiers coming from other countries. Maybe that's how I felt. They were used to seeing a different skin colour. But they were really good.
Yeah. But then you moved from Newbridge.
Different part.
And that all changed then?
That all changed. It was like moving completely to a new, different country. That's how the whole experience was. And like my previous estate was more family orientated, neighbourly. And then to this place, it was sort of like moving from the suburb to a jungle, I'm sorry to say. That's how bad it was.
And what kind of things did you start to experience there?
Well, I started experiencing at first, it was my car being vandalized. And I actually thought it was kids, you know, kids, because it was, there were a lot of small boys, kids around the estate who were rude and you know how kids get. And that's what I thought at first. That was like a few weeks of moving there. And then when my kids started going out playing, that's when the racism started, the being called names, like being called a monkey, being told that their faces look like, they look like poo, and that the zoo is missing a monkey, they should go back to the zoo. The zoos are missing monkeys and all that stuff. So my kids were verbally abused. And I was also verbally abused because there were some women who I found out were the ones who were, I physically saw them vandalizing my car. Mm. And when I went up to them and asked them, what did I do to you? What the hell did I do to you? They didn't respond at that time. But at a later incident when ketchup and brown sauce was poured on my windscreen, when I was cleaning it in the morning, when I saw it, they had ganged up and they were sitting there calling me all the names that you should go back to Africa. And the same thing, making monkey noises at me. So it was really, really bad.
Yeah. Had you had any contact with these people prior
I've never met them. I don't even know. That's the reason why when I saw them vandalizing my car and went up to them, I asked, do you even know me? What the hell did I ever do to you? Why are you doing this to me? You know, I didn't understand. I couldn't understand. Mm. Even when the kids themselves, they will call me names. And I will say, I'll go. They say, my mom can't do anything to me. And don't bother calling the guards. I'm underage. They can't touch me. They can't touch me. That's what it was. They'll be mocking me. And, you know, I felt helpless because really, truly, when the guards were called, they used to tell me, it's your word against them. There's nothing we can do. That was the story after story all the time.
Even for the vandalizing the car?
Even the vandalizing of my car. There's nothing they can do. All they can do is log it in. That's what infuriated me because I said, I saw these people and it took them a while to even investigate. I had to ring them asking them, you've not taken my statement. You've not gone to see the perpetrators. I told you who they were. And every time I rang the station, they'd say, oh, the person who called out to you is off. Mm-hmm. So if the person is off, so nothing is being done. And then when I call in again, oh, we'll get the person, the guarder, to call you. Nothing. I pushed and I pushed. I was interviewed like about 6 months later after the incident. That's when I was called in to make a statement, official statement.
Now, you have three little boys, is that correct? And so if your three little boys are going to go out and play on the estate and be subject to racist abuse, what can you say to them about that?
Well, it got to a point where I didn't allow them to go outside to play. And it got to a point where when we move, I told them that when they go out as they are black kids, they're going to be treated differently, and that they should be aware that when they're around with their friends, they can't just be happy-go-lucky, because if anything happens, they'll be the first to be blamed for whatever. That's how I had to protect them and make my kids aware that you are different, and the way you behave is that people might not take it as normal. Mm. They will, They will, maybe if something happens, you'll be the first to be blamed. That's how I felt. Like, now we are different and we're being treated differently, even though my kids were born in Ireland, but they're not treated like the normal Irish kids.
Obviously, I understand why you had to say it to them, but it's a terrible thing to have to say to a child.
Yeah.
How has it affected how you feel about yourself when you're out and about, when you're walking down the street or on the bus?
Well, it has completely changed me. I used to be very confident, outgoing, but now I am not. Especially if I'm walking down the street, if I see a group of guys or young boys, immediately I've already prejudged them to be, oh, they're racist or they're going to call me names. And I get scared and I get anxious, and I have to cross over and move over to the other side so that not to go past them by or go through them. Like, and also the experience has also caused me to be depressed. And I didn't know what anxiety was. So when I experienced it, I thought I was having a heart attack because my chest was squeezing and I couldn't breathe. So when I went, it happened at night, the first attack. So I went to the K-doc, and the doctor who was on call that day, that night, asked me, he told me that, are you suffering from an anxiety panic attack? So he said, what happened? So I told him everything. He was very appalled at everything and the way I've been treated. And he referred me to my GP anyway, and my GP was very good, and he actually helped me through everything, because I refused to take medication, because I said being the person I am, I research stuff, so I didn't want to be a zombie. I had three kids to raise, and being by myself in Ireland, nobody around, and I had lost trust in everybody, so it was really sad.
That's very tough.
Yeah.
To do all that by yourself.
Yeah.
Has it changed your attitude towards Ireland?
It has. In a bit, because now, before, I never really saw people as racially. Now I see people as race. I saw people as humans before. I related to people like, oh, that's Sean. But now I see, he's Irish, he's Polish, you know, that type of a thing. Way before, I never used to. But in a way, I could say that those people in the old estate were ignorant, and that they were not well exposed. So they behave that way because of the fear of the unknown. And so I can't really blame the Irish as a whole. So it hasn't really changed my attitude towards Ireland. What I wish is that there was more laws passed to address hate crime and to make people who do such a crime accountable, and to make them see what they're doing, how it affects others, because now my life and my kids' life has changed because of what they did, because of maybe their ignorance, I could say. Maybe it wasn't hate per se, it's because of they see these people, and instead of trying to get to know us, they react the way they know how to react, because they have not been informed, well informed of other people in different countries. So that's how I see it now, that hate crime comes because you don't know the other person. You're afraid of the other person. So instead of getting to know them, you hate on them.
Are things any better for you and your boys now?
Well, they are a bit where we've moved. But for me, I'm more still scared. I still don't go out to the point where I don't even open my door. If the doorbell rings, if you didn't tell me you were coming to my house, I won't go to the door and open it. I would say, I'm fearful still.
Is it difficult, given those experiences, to remind yourself that most Irish people aren't racist, that those people were an ignorant, horrible minority?
It is sometimes. Like I say, I'm conscious now. I have to caution myself. Like every time when such an incident happens, I'm like, okay, this is different. These people are not the people who've attacked you or hated upon you or called you names. So it's hard. It's sort of like a day-to-day experience for me.
Do you think you'll stay in Ireland?
Yeah, actually, Ireland, I find Ireland a good country, especially compared to the rest of the world, to raise kids and all. It's laid back, and the kids are led to be kids instead of all this designer stuff and all. Where my kids are in Newbridge, they just go to Penny's to buy stuff, whereas in other countries they know Nike and all this. So I like Ireland, the way it is, the way of life, family life. It's a nice country to raise a family. If it wasn't for that experience, I'll still be. It's just the best place for me, anyway, to raise my family. And the education, the people are good, except, like I said, it was like moving to a completely new country. My friends used to tell me about their experiences in Dublin because I never experienced racism. I was like, it didn't register to me that such things really until it happened to me.
Well, I hope it never happens to you again, and I hope things do improve for you here. Noctula Malaiti, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
More interviews to make you go on Moncrief weekdays from 2 p.m.